we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Barron likes it, he'll read it. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show to the main number, you know that. Or you can watch us on Twitch. Just go to the Twitch channel, go to ESPN975.com and click on it, and you can put your comments on there. If you missed the first 2 hours, very sportsy. A lot of football talk today.
You want some more?
Sure. I'm always down for that.
How about some odds?
Okay.
Who will lead the NFL in touchdown passes? Whether, your favorite?
It's got to be Mahomes, right?
3-1.
Okay. I think he's taking a little step back in terms of numbers this year.
I think so, too.
But I think that's a fair number for him. Plus, you have to count on these guys staying healthy all year.
Three guys at 6-1.
Okay.
Rodgers.
I'll pass.
Andrew Luck.
Maybe.
Matt Ryan.
Maybe. Ryan, what scares me about Ryan is, as great as he is, that team always sucks in the red zone.
Yeah.
So.
Two guys at 12-1.
Okay.
And it's amazing that these two guys have the same number. It's almost disgusting. Drew Brees, Baker Mayfield.
Give me some Drew Brees.
That seems like a good number on Drew.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Carson Wentz, 14-1.
Don't see him. Well, he does produce touchdowns quite a bit when he's out there. That's not a bad number.
Three guys at 16-1. This is good company. Because the first one is Deshaun Watson.
Okay. Don't think he'll lead the league in touchdowns.
Ben Roethlisberger?
Possibility.
Thomas Brady?
Boy.
He just doesn't have any weapons, really.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do?
I've seen him do it before.
Edelman.
Yeah. I mean, the no Gronk thing, that's big. I think there's value in the next three.
Okay.
Particularly the first one. Jared Goff, 18-1.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think Goff is a great quarterback, but he plays in a great system, and he's got a ton of targets out there.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all.
Phil Rivers, 18-1.
I like Goff better just because of the situation.
Russ Wilson, 20-1.
I would take a little Russ action.
Russ is kind of the same boat as Brady for me. There's just not a lot of guys for him to throw to. You know, Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins at 22-1. Jameis Winston at 25.
Kirk Cousins at 22, maybe.
I think Minnesota's. I think they bounce back a little bit.
Yeah,
and he's got two really good weapons on the outside.
Yeah.
Winston 25-1.
No thanks.
Well, and remember, Derek Carr's playing with Antonio Brown now.
Maybe.
Well, yeah. You know, if
dude's feet come around or his helmet fits, whatever. That guy's been a mess since he's been there.
Jameis at 25-1, considering he's got an elite wide receiver in Mike Evans. I don't think much of Jameis Winston. I don't know that he's going to have that kind of a year, but at 25-1.
If he's going to, Bruce Arians is going to get him there. But 25 is not enough for me on him, though.
Matt Stafford, 28-1.
Boy.
I mean, he is a stat stuffer.
He is. I just don't know what they're going to be under Matt Patricia again. I mean,
and James Garoppolo 33-1. Guy's got a tight end and not much else.
I don't hate that, but I do. I don't think that's the one I'm going to play. I think I would look at Jared Goff as the best value.
I think he's the best value on the board,
even though I don't think he's the best quarterback. I want to make that clear.
Yeah. But I could see him throwing for the most touchdowns. I love his system. I love his receivers. That guy, I mean, he's in a good spot. Mr. Gray says, where does one make these QB bets? Those numbers are from Bet Online. So you can, if you have an account there, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of books that have stuff like that.
They have some.
BetOnline.ag or underscore AG maybe is their Twitter. But
they have some other ones that you didn't mention, like most passing yards. Matt Ryan, 5-1 favorite. Andrew Luck, 6-1. Mahomes, 11-2.
Where's Breeze?
Breeze 12-1.
Man, I feel like that's a good number.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Although they try to run the ball more now, but Deshaun 20. How about most interceptions thrown?
You know who might be up in that? And he might not be listed because he wasn't listed on touchdown passes, surprisingly. Is Cam Newton listed on most yards?
Yes.
What's his number?
75-1.
Because you think about that. I mean, he runs a lot, but his Christian McCaffrey is going to catch probably 100 footballs. And when that's your offense, it's basically your running game is throwing to a running back. That can boost your passing numbers, you know?
Can I give you some most interception thrown numbers that appeal to me?
Okay.
Kyler Murray, 9-1.
That wouldn't shock me.
Josh Allen, 12-1.
I don't know if Josh Allen's going to throw enough to do that.
Yeah, he's probably going to run a bunch. Josh Rosen, 12-1. I don't know that he's even going to start.
If he plays, he's bad. He's bad at football. He's bad at sport.
Eli, 14-1.
You know what? I'm going to go on a limb and say Eli has a good season this year.
Okay.
Or the alternative is he doesn't play enough of a season to lead the league in interceptions.
Yeah, that's always a possibility.
What's the number on... Because Ben Roethlisberger led the league in passing last year.
Yeah, he's a...
But again, he lost his top receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on what you think Smith-Schuster is going to be. And they always find guys, but yeah, losing Antonio Brown's huge.
Yeah.
But most passing yards, or is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, yeah.
8-1.
For Roethlisberger?
Yeah.
That ain't a bad number.
No.
You know who led the league in interceptions last year? Ben Roethlisberger.
He's 9-1 this year, along with Jameis Winston and Kyler Murray and Sam Darnold and Phillip Rivers.
Okay.
Darnold might not be a bad play at 9-1 either.
Darnold was he threw 15 last year, one less than Roethlisberger.
I think he's going to have a good year, but I still he might throw a bunch of picks. Your boy Baker 16-1.
Okay,
I mean he's going to play.
Yeah,
that's the other thing, and is you need guys who are going to play the entire season.
And Baker threw 14 picks last year. He wasn't far off.
Here's another one that
I honestly think guys like Jared Goff and Patrick Mahomes should be in that discussion because they throw the ball more than anybody.
Mahomes 14, Jared 25. Here's one for you. Jimmy Garoppolo 28-1 for most interceptions. Same as Derek Carr.
Yeah. Oh, Carr. Well, I feel like if Carr throws that many interceptions, he won't see the field anymore.
Yeah, I Gruden won't keep him out there.
And
he only threw
10 last year.
Yeah, he didn't generate a ton of offense, but he was effective at a lot of short passes, and they didn't really ask him to do a lot.
What's the number on Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers for most interceptions?
Most interceptions.
Let's see. He never throws interceptions.
No, if it's 100-1, 200-1.
250-1.
I'll take it for a dollar.
Yeah, I'm not touching that one. And they also have a couple of things like Coach of the Year. You know who your favorite for Coach of the Year is?
Who's your favorite, Fred?
No, your favorite.
My favorite?
What's your favorite? Mm.
Sean McVay?
Kyle Shanahan.
I like him. I mean, I
10-1.
You know, I'm a fan, but I got to see the Niners do something. And obviously, Garoppolo has to stay healthy. But
Freddie Kitchens is 11-1. You can have that.
Yeah, I don't think he's a very good coach.
Belichick and McVay 12-1. Here's your 14-1s. Andy Reid, Frank Reich.
I like Frank Reich.
And Sean Payton.
Okay.
I like Reich and Payton in that group. Anthony Lynn, 20-1. Here's another long shot I like a little bit because he might, if he turns those guys around, Bruce Arians will win it at 20-1.
Yeah. Yeah, that's those teams that have.
You know who's not listed in Coach of the Year?
Bill O'Brien.
William O'Brien.
Yeah, that's not shocking. Yeah, the Niners going 4-12 last year. If they somehow turn that around,
9-7 might get it for him.
Yeah. Who else is in that kind of the same situation with, you know, really bad?
That's why I kind of like Arians at 20-1.
Yeah.
Matt LaFleur is 20-1. I don't know. I don't know that's going to work out there. Vic Fangio is 20-1. Matt Nagy's 20-1.
I don't think it depends on what you think of the Bears, but
I think expectations are pretty high for the Bears.
They went 12-4 last year.
Yeah. How about this one for you? Pete Carroll, 22-1.
I still think Pete Carroll is one of the best coaches in the league. Pete Carroll and John Harbaugh, I think, if not, like, people have forgotten how good those guys are.
There's a just as a quick update for you on the Prescott thing. Pro Football Talk, obviously his agent, seeing the reaction to the $40 million.
Oh, his agent didn't know?
No, he says...
And he's like, what? He passed on $30 million?
According to a source, he has not asked for $40 million a year.
Asked for $39.6
A source said that is false based on either new money or total value at signing. In other words, the agent looks kind of stupid that he asked for $40 million and they're trying to dial it back and make it look like
that's what I'm guessing.
Guy, but apparently in June, they claim they broached the idea of $34 million a season.
Still too much.
That's I mean, I feel.
That'd make him the second highest paid quarterback in the league. He ain't that.
Nope. All right, quick break. We come back. We got to squeeze in a gym of the day. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we are back on the Blitz. There's certain bands that I never get sick of. I can hear these guys anytime, and it's just...
I'm with you. You know. Yeah, I was big on these guys when I was in like junior high school.
I was a little older than that, but I still like them. Hey, it's almost Labor Day. Time to make those last-minute island plans. If you're a craft beer fan, like AJ... You'll want to make your plans to attend the 10th Annual Brewmasters Craft Beer Festival at Moody Gardens.
Oh, yes.
3 days of foam-filled fun at 626. We'll do caller 3 to 713-780-3776. You're going to win a four-pack of GA tickets for Saturday, August 31st. For event info and tickets, head to brewmastersbeerfest.com. That looks like a lot of fun, actually. All right. It's funny. The guys on the Twitch channel are trying to guess what state the gym of the day is coming from. No one got it. Some good guesses. Russia, Florida, Malaysia. Technically, though, Russia's not a state, but that's all right. The one who probably came the closest guessed Washington State because it's physically the closest to where the gym of the day is from. So okay. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. The gym is from Nevada. AJ, if you would put together a Facebook group that was called Storm Area 51, they can't stop all of us. And
I wouldn't do that. I would never do that.
Well, and I know everybody's familiar with the story. The guy started the Facebook thing as a joke. If you've seen him, picture Keanu Reeves and Bill and Ted's having sex with the lead singer from The Cult. This would be their kid.
Okay.
Well, over 2 million people have said they're attending this event that he meant as a joke, which if you saw the original thing when they're, yeah, it was obviously a joke. Well, if you do something like that, who do you think's going to come knocking on your door? Just take a wild guess.
Like the FBI?
How about the FBI?
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently... the guy says, so the FBI showed up at 10 a.m. and contacted my mom. That's the best part. This guy's mom is, the FBI goes to her because he lives in the basement. She calls me like, answer your phone. The FBI is here. I was kind of scared at this point. Well, yeah. But they were super cool and wanted to make sure I wasn't an actual terrorist making pipe bombs in the living room. I was kind of scared because I'm trying to advocate people to go to safer options, and then I lost the platform to do that because Facebook took it down. But it's back up now, and you know, it was reinstated. He said there was no reason why. I put a bunch of support tickets in. I did get a notice for the original event that said it violated community standards of Facebook without further reason, and the other two were just blacklisted. Now he's saying, well, we just want this to be a festival. We're not actually going to charge the place. Says it's insane, and I just created a joke while I was playing video games, and it has taken off into this wild monster.
Jokes aren't funny.
I mean, is this guy not the perfect cliche? I mean, I was just playing video games,
just
man.
Around,
came
man.
Up with an idea. Says, I want to make this as something as a positive, enjoyable, safe, and profitable for the rural area of Nevada. Yeah. Guess what? The nearest town there. The hotels are already sold out for that weekend. So, you know, this is probably not going to end the way you thought it would. And maybe you're going to go and all your friends are going to show up and then somebody's going to get drunk. and try to attack Area 51. You watch.
Not wise.
And they're
going
to run Naruto style also, just like he said, so that they can miss the bullets. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, I hope this thing doesn't turn into a disaster. It very well could, because you know how people are.
Yeah. I think it died down a little.
Yeah, you know, there's two million people saying they're going and they're hotels going. Are sold. I hope you're right.
They're not going.
I had another one for you. We talked about the drunk pilots last week.
Yeah.
Apparently we had a drunk flight attendant on a flight from Chicago to South Bend, Indiana, a 55-minute flight. And passengers,
boy, that's quick work.
Passengers noticed the flight attendant appeared to be severely intoxicated. Somebody was on the flight tweeted out, "Hey, United, our flight attendant appears to be quite drunk. She's slurring her speech. She couldn't make it through the security announcement, couldn't walk straight, was bumping into everyone in the aisle and kept dropping things."
What a bunch of snitching-ass snitches.
Yeah, and then she went back and passed out. By the way, shouldn't the other flight attendants step up and back her
cover
here?
Your girl. She had air sickness is what they call it.
Well,
like the guy who threw up all over my seat
when
I was in the bathroom on the plane, and his wife swore up and down he'd only had one drink.
Yeah, well, you want to hear what her excuse was? She claimed she had two vodka shooters before working on the flight.
Because I don't give a shit.
She doesn't.
But when the plane landed and authorities got there and asked her where she was, she replied, Chicago, which obviously was where they started, but not where they finished. She had bloodshot eyes and the smell of alcohol on her breath. She was administered a breathalyzer. Care to guess the number?
0.16.
Higher.
Ooh, damn.
0.20.
It's damn too strong. Damn hot.
And to be honest, two vodka shooters, that's not going to get you to, unless you weigh 8 pounds, if you're a baby, it might get you there.
Are you not allowed to, it's not like she was flying the plane. Yeah. What, you can't hand out peanuts while you're sauced up?
It's illegal. She has since been fired and faces up to 6 months in jail for being intoxicated on the plane.
That's BS, man.
Well,
you get drunk on planes all the time. What's the big deal?
Well, I'm not working on them. Yeah, I mean, I'm not the one. I'm the one that they're bringing the drinks to.
I guess it's her job, like if there's an emergency, to help.
Yeah,
and
what if I need a drink? She can't get it to me because she's staggering all over the plane. That is an emergency. It's a real problem, AJ. Yeah, look at the big picture here. I mean, I admire her, but why does everybody always say, I only had two drinks?
That's always the move, isn't it?
Yeah, and 0.20... Yeah, you only had two bottles of vodka. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we're back on the Blitz. Couple things. Several people say another reason to ban video games for our video game guy in Nevada.
Yeah.
And 832 said the Baytown Police Department used to have a horse named Two Beers because everybody always says that. Our buddy Eric from Carbox said he always says a couple of drinks. Sounds less made up than specifically saying two.
Agreed.
I
always say a couple if I feel fine. If I'm feeling a little sauced, I say a few. That's just my codes to my wife.
Yeah, like if you were pulled over.
She's like, how many did you have? If I feel perfectly fine, I say, I just had a couple. And she said, if I'm a little sauced, and she says, how many did you have? I say, I had a few.
Mine can tell when I come in, pretty much.
Oh, mine can too, but that's just,
it's just
what are you going to do? Just...
She never asked me how much I had to drink. She'll just, you know, either say, dude, you're here a little later than you said. You could have texted and then like, yeah, okay, fine.
So the number two trending thing right now is clowny.
It's number one in Houston.
You know what the number one trend in the USA is?
What?
Mia Khalifa.
Really?
You want to know why?
Is she going back to the business?
She might have to. Apparently... In all her years doing pornographic movies, she made $12,000.
That's it?
That's it. Her agent apparently, she had like the Creedence Clearwater Revival deal where she kept producing good work, but the agent was keeping all the money.
At one time, she was like the most popular porn star in the world.
Yeah. She's the John Fogerty of porno.
Was he ever the most popular musician in the world?
He was amongst them.
He's up there, yeah.
And he was getting banged about as much as she, about as hard as she was.
True.
$12,000. You know who feels good about that? Every athlete who she's ever publicly shamed for sliding into her DMs.
Yeah, you don't think that's not going to come up next time
that
she does that?
Oh, man. I don't know. I mean, I feel bad for any girl who does porn, but particularly I feel bad for one that made $12,000. That's tough.
I'm a real fan of some of her work. Some of her early work, yeah.
Do you like it in the hijab?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I got to think.
A lot of Muslim men didn't like that.
Well, I'm not Muslim. That's why.
Well, I mean.
But I think it's sexy.
A lot of Arab men didn't like that, I should say.
Yeah, I think.
Mostly the Muslim Arab men. But
they don't have to watch.
They don't. Yeah, what are they doing watching anyway?
So, not a similar.
12,000. We got producers making more money than Mia Khalifa.
That's pretty wild.
Like,
God, we pay Aaron
Juggalo
more than
Trey
that.
Makes more money than Mia Khalifa did. Juggalo Trey will make more this year than Mia Khalifa did in her entire porn career.
Wow.
Man.
I find that hard to believe.
Well.
I mean, maybe she got hosed by an agent, maybe, but.
Well, apparently that's what it is.
Still, that.
That's rough.
Do they not have, like, royalties on these things the same way you do?
I don't think so.
Yeah, like, the guys from Shawshank still get checks every month?
Yeah, I think you just get paid, you know, when you show up for the scene.
Ah. So.
I mean, I'm not a pro. I don't know.
713-780-ESPN. Hey, I'm going to ask you this question because I don't think I would bother with it.
Okay.
But a young lady decided she wanted to make men work for her booty pics.
Okay.
So she doesn't just send out the photos now. She sends a photo, but it's all scrambled up, and the dude has to solve it, a sliding puzzle.
Ooh.
And an 18-year-old girl did this and went viral last week with a tweet that detailed her unorthodox sexting style. Said sending him booty pics is a puzzle. And
I respect that,
you know, and then
make him work for it, make him earn it.
But the problem is that when she did it on Twitter, if you solve the puzzle, they couldn't show it. It says we automatically hide photos that might contain sensitive content
on Twitter.
Apparently so.
Dude, Twitter shows like,
I know, but I'm going.
They show Mia Khalifa earning her $12,000. Facebook, I get, but
yeah, but this is Twitter. So, but. I'm just curious how you feel about that, because I'm like,
if I worked really hard on a puzzle, I would want it.
Well,
is
yeah.
that what you mean?
Well, no, but if she just texted it to you, let's say this young lady decided to text you this puzzle, and
I'll
use
be honest,
the puzzle app.
I'm not good at slide puzzles, so I wouldn't like that. But if I am ever going to be on Survivor, you always have to do slide puzzles on Survivor, so I would need practice. But I would rather do it with wholesome things,
such as
like a picture of a kitten.
Okay. Like a kitten that's been mangled or?
No, just a regular happy kitten who's got a purr face going.
Oh, so this is a euphemism?
No, just a baby cat.
Okay.
Or a tiger cub, if that makes you feel better.
I'd like something with a little bite to it, that's all.
Well, hey, you can pick your own thing. I want something that'll make me feel good.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's kind of, considering nobody's ever sent me anything anyway. I don't want God looking down at me going,
ugh, I blessed this guy with enough skills to solve a slide puzzle, and this is what he's using it for.
Well.
I don't need that.
Why not?
That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing in front of God and everybody.
I think God's probably got other things to do.
I don't know. He'll know.
God's trying to figure out what to do with Dak Prescott.
He'll know.
He's not going to be paying any attention to you. So. Arian's fetus. I think the whole Khalifa thing is BS. Probably claiming that for tax purposes. Something has to be up.
I don't know, yeah. Man.
It seems very hard for me to buy. So,
I mean, I would. I will say this. I don't really feel bad for her because I'm sure that she's made like appearances that have probably paid her more than $12,000 for, you know, going to a strip club for a night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's what those chicks do after their career is over or after they're done making movies. They'll still go and, you know, they'll go to Treasures or whatever for a weekend appearance and somebody will pay them 20 grand to come out and give lap dances all weekend.
I remember, this was a long time ago, like going back 15 years, maybe longer than that. And there was some big time porn star who went to one of the strip clubs out by the track. And this is after we went to the track. And she didn't even dance for guys. She got paid a bunch of money to just go up there in a bikini and dance on the pole, but never took her top off and never danced for guys. And she got paid a bunch and signed a bunch of autographs. I don't remember what her name was, but she...
Jenna Jameson?
No, it was before her.
Okay.
Yeah, but because I'm an old... I mean, we're going back a while here. Did you see this story? This guy from this gamer named Ninja... Did you see what happened? He's got a 14 million.
I know he's the most famous ninja. Yeah. Or the most famous gamer.
Yeah, 14 million followers on Twitch. Well, he decided to go to a rival platform, Mixer, and got paid a bunch of money for it.
He was a free agent?
Yep. Well, guess.
Is he exclusively Mixer now?
I believe so.
Oh, boy. That's a big move. That's a bold strategy. That's like leaving ESPN to go work at Fox.
See,
the money's there, but is the audience there?
Well, I think they're all going to follow him. I mean, he's.
Did they all follow Colin Cowherd?
Well, no, but he's no ninja.
That's true.
Yeah, this guy's. I mean, I'm sure that it won't be hard for people who follow him to go to the, especially if he's that good, which apparently he is. But he's not happy because once he left, there were a lot of people who were going to his Twitch page, and basically. Twitch using it to showcase other streamers' content.
Oh.
Including a porn channel.
Oh, man. He doesn't have any control over that?
No.
That seems like garbage.
Well, it would be like if you left Twitter and they could still use AJ is the Real and people who came to it, they could put porn.
I don't think they could.
Yeah, well.
Like, if I just stopped tweeting, I don't think anybody would have access
to...
No,
if you said, I'm leaving Twitter for this new... and I'm getting paid to go to... Well, what would we call it? I don't know. Some new...
MySpace.
Pinstagram.
Okay.
You're going to Pinstagram, and they're going to pay you to go to Pinstagram. They still own the rights to AJ is the Real. They could easily put whatever they want there.
Hmm. Even if I still had an active account?
Yeah, pretty sure.
That seems like garbage.
But in this case, though, they're under contract. He left the platform.
That's
so they can
weird.
Do what they want, right?
Video game contracts.
Well, good for him. Somebody says he's not that good. It was a money grab. I wouldn't know.
He's not that good?
That's what somebody said.
He's the best, I thought.
That's what I read, but it says the porn channel was an accident, but it was funny. I'm sure it wasn't an accident. You know, I mean, you don't have that kind of a following somewhere and, you know, them not use it for something. I bet somebody paid a lot of money for that.
Yeah. On the other side of the break, we're going to do the dumbass report. But before we get into it, I want to tell you a story about a nipple, if that's all right with you. A female nipple.
Is it one where I'm going to have to slide a puzzle to see?
Nope.
Okay, good. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we're back on the Blitz. Boston the Gloss tonight, followed by... No Boston Gloss.
Late hits tonight.
Late hits, all right.
Special edition, Monday edition.
Okay. With
Patrick Creighton, Jason Braddock, and Abdul Foster.
All three. Hey, just a little FYI for those of you who are coming to the listener party Thursday. We're going to have a pretty big announcement at the party.
Okay.
So there you go. Just another thing to look forward to.
So are you familiar with Whitney Cummings?
No.
She is a comedian. She had a TV show called The Whitney Cummings Show or something along those lines. But
sounds like a porn star name to me.
Well, she tweeted out, in April, I accidentally posted an Insta story that showed nipple. Once I realized, I deleted it. The people who took screen grabs are trying to get money from me. Some said they have offers to sell them. Some are asking for money not to post the photo. And she posted a picture of someone who said, how much would it cost to not share this photo?
For a nipple?
Well,
if I were her, I'd tell them all to bleep off.
That's exactly what she did. She said, they all must think I'm way more famous than I am, but they also must think I'm way more easily intimidated than I am. If anyone's going to make money or likes off my nipple, it's going to be me. So here it is, you foolish dorks. And she posted the full picture, nipple and all. Said, when a woman in the public eye is extorted, we have to spend time, money, and energy dealing with it, hiring lawyers and security experts, and living with a pit in our stomach about when and how we will be humiliated. Y'all can have my nipple, but not my time or money anymore. I'm not posting the names of the people trying to extort me because some of them might be dumb kids. I wouldn't want the stupid ideas I had when I was a teenager to follow me around forever, or else every time someone Googled me, they'd see me shoplifting a No Fear t-shirt. She said, now I'm getting threatened with, we have access to your iCloud. I'll be honest, I stand by most of my nudes. Frankly, I'm way more embarrassed by all the inspirational quotes I've screen grabbed. So she wins the battle. She said, basically, you know what? Post it.
Good for her.
I'm with you. It's a, I mean, obviously not an easy deal, but way better than someone trying to blackmail you. It's a nipple. Who cares?
Yeah, it's just a nipple. Come on. Really? People are trying to get money for a nipple?
Yes.
I hate to tell you this. They're not that unique.
No. We've all got them.
Everybody's got two.
All right. You ready for a dumbass report?
Absolutely.
Let's start with, boy, this is a bad call. And I know you don't really go to the nightclub anymore. But when you're at the nightclub and you're really getting into it, not a smart move is jumping up and grabbing a water pipe and swinging from it.
Okay.
What a man did in San Antonio.
I've been drunk enough to do something like that, but I never have.
Well, this guy was drunk enough, and the pipe burst and flooded out the nightclub. So now police have like a janky video of him doing it, like closed caption video. I don't know that they're gonna find him off of it, but I mean, people were running for the, like it, a foot of water inside the building.
Oh man!
I mean, this was like a serious deal. But
hope they didn't let their flood insurance lapse.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah, not a wise decision to swing from the rafters, as it would be, particularly the water pipes. What does $10,000 worth of cigarettes look like?
Depends on where you buy them. In Canada, it's like one box. But I don't know. I don't know what $10,000 would look like. Probably a truck full, huh?
A man in Vermont was arrested, accused of stealing $10,000 worth of cigarettes from a grocery store. Police say they found 76 cartons of cigarettes and items from another burglary in Washington and items from two break-ins at his residence in at the park and ride inside his vehicle. 76 cartons in his vehicle.
That sounds like young Henry Hill in Goodfellas.
That's a
lot.
You got to really like smoking.
Unless you're selling them. Maybe if there's a prison nearby, you're getting all kinds of money for those.
This guy looks like the kind of guy who just likes to smoke a lot.
Yeah, I bet he was
trying. He's got the caterpillar mustache.
He's a weird. Yeah.
He's just looking to get that high. And DeSoto County, Florida. There's a traffic stop.
All right.
No big deal, right? Well, they discovered some weapons.
Okay.
That's not good. One of them, live grenade.
Okay. I like to carry those around for crowd control.
Those are illegal to carry around.
Oh, are they? Darn.
Yeah. Bomb squad had to come out, had to help remove and destroy the grenade. What do you think his excuse was? I don't know whose grenade that is.
Of course, that's what they always say.
I don't know where that
grenade is. That's just like I only had two drinks.
I don't know whose grenade
that is. I had two vodka shooters, and I don't know who that belongs to.
So you found a grenade. Big deal. That's not mine. It could be bird poop on my hood, for all you know. That grenade could be bird poop, like that guy who got in trouble for the cocaine.
Yeah, except
turns out it was bird poop.
It really was bird poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That hand grenade could have easily been explosive bird poop. Which reminds me, I've got a great, great poop story tomorrow out of Brazil.
Oh, really?
You're love it.
Can't wait.
Hey, good episode, Fred.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad for a Monday, especially since we've both been here. working since 6. It's all right. That's the yob, man. All right, great job, Aaron. Really great job watching the boys. Now we can put a little pressure on Hoffman. Great job, Hoffman. Is that Yeti Bo in there warming up to run the show?
Oh, yes.
All right.
He's doubling up late hits and the Hall of Fame tonight.
And he's printing money for you on Sports Map.
Look at him.
With his soccer picks. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.